Lee, dull and ignorant, calm under grueling crossfire. Atlanta Constitution, July 30th, 1913. Newt Lee, the Negro night watchman of the pencil factory, who telephoned police headquarters of the finding of Mary Fagan's body at the pencil factory, was again placed upon the stand when court convened Tuesday for the second day's session. Attorney Luther Z. Rosser renewed his crossfire of questions by which he sought to confuse the Negro and secure new admissions or change valuable points in his testimony, and thus expose a vulnerable point for a concentrated attack upon his entire statement. Mr. Rosser took up practically where he had left off the afternoon before. Newt, when you raised your lantern, you walked forward a few feet. How far did you have to go before finding out what the object that attracted you was? He began. I don't know how far it was. You said so to the coroner? Nah, sir. Cunnel, I sure didn't. Well, say so now. Give your best estimate. Was it 2, 4, 6, 8, or 10 feet? Can't tell exactly. How close to the body did you get? I was pretty far away when I saw hit. I could just barely make hit out.
How far? Said Rosser. As far as from you to that gentleman over there, pointing to attorney L.A. Stevens. Hit mout or bin, replied Lee. How long is a fence rail, Newt? Don't know exactly. A fence rail is 10 feet long. Well, hit must have been about 10 feet.
Why he went to the basement. What made you go in that direction? Which direction? Asked the Negro. Then ensued a long explanation and argument in which the attorneys tried to get the Negro's mind back to the factory basement so that he could tell clearly what and how he had done. But before it was over, the learned white man was almost exasperated, and the dull black was coolly fanning himself, worried because he could not grasp the idea, but not fretting about it.
I had wanted to go that way to see if there was anything in that part or the basement,
Lee finally answered when he understood what he was being asked about.
Ever see anything there before that frightened you?
Nor, sir. Hadn't you been told to look into the dustbin and to watch out for fire there?
Yes, sir. Mr. Frank, he told me that.
Why did you not go sooner instead of lingering a few minutes?
Ah, went just as soon as I could.
How far did you go?
Ah, didn't have to go no further than to that gem in there, said Lee, making a wave with his palmetto fan at Judge Roan, who sat about 4 feet to the right of the witness stand. Ah, didn't have to go no further than that to see hit, he continued. To see the dustbin, didn't you have to go as far to your right as the ladder was to your left?
Nor, sir, tain't that away, said Lee. More explanations by Rosser. Then succeeded 5 minutes of both wearisome and excruciating points, until the attorney convinced the Negro that when people said to the right, they sometimes meant in a general direction that way, and not exactly and geometrically to the right. Lee proved his literalness again and again in this argument.
Well, the dustbin was on your right then, wasn't it? The attorney began again.
Nor, sir, not exactly to mare right, kinder twixt mare right and mare front, replied the darkey, and court bailiffs threatened to eject a few score whose sense of humor made them forget the dignity of the place.
Lee finally pointed out the general direction in which the dustbin lay from where he first paused, and the crossfire went on.
Ah, could see the dustbin from where Ah woos, leastways. Ah, could that parter hit where the dust come down, said Lee.
Was there dust around it?
Nor, sir.
In order to see the dustbin, you had to walk as far as to where the judge is, didn't you?
Ah, was her long ways from the ladder at first.
How far?
Don't know exactly.
After using the position of a bailiff as an illustration, Mr. Rosser made the witness admit that he had been about 10 feet from the ladder down which he had come and in a general direction toward where the body was later found.
Did you go that far all the time?
Nor, sir. I went her leetle way only the other times.
After more illustrating with concrete objects, the attorney got Lee to explain that er leetle way on illegible examination meant about 25 feet. So, the balance of the night, you only went about 25 feet from the ladder, but the time you found the body, you went 100 feet, said Mr. Rosser. Tells of terror at find.
Yes, sir. An EF I'd knowed that our body of that lady was there, I'd er goed some more 100 feet in the other way, said Lee, and rolled his eyes as the thought of that spine-paralyzing hour came over him. Why didn't you get closer to the dustbin before you stopped and looked around?
Well, Mr. Frank, he said, Newt, don't go too close to that dustbin with a lantern, explained Lee.
When I saw the body, the clothes his aw got to hit was about that far, said Lee, waving his fan at the jury box.
How far is that? Asked the attorney.
Don't know in feets, said Lee. Ain't aw showed the distance?
Well, it's about 6 feet, Mr. Rosser unwillingly volunteered.
Was holding the lantern out so's aw could see better, said Lee.
You first saw only the feet, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
On account of the projecting wall?
Yes, sir.
How far away was it?
Don't know exactly, said Lee,
replying to this question as to distance in the same indefinite way as ever before and after, during his time on the stand. The attorney, by concrete examples, developed the fact that it must have been 10 feet or thereabouts, refuses to be exact. Then ensued much talk as the lawyer tried to get the witness to tell the approximate distance from the closet to the body, but Lee never would tell exactly how far it was and finally agreed that it might have been something like 30 feet.
Ah stood there and looked at the body, tell Ah made hit out and then a litter rag, said Lee, shading his eyes with his hand in a typical darky fashion. Did you know it was a white girl and how?
Ah seed her frizzy hair and some white spots on her.
Later you went back with the police?
Nor, sir. Ah didn't go whiffed him. They chased me down there and one of them men says, she's guess her child and she's been here 2 or 3 days and—
Lee was quickly halted as he rambled off into what someone else had remarked about the body. Then Lee was made to describe how the body lay when he first saw it, and after being repeatedly cross-examined, he said,
Cunnel, you see me or sittin' here, well, jess as sure as easy or sittin' here, dat lady's body was lyin' dare like a doan told yet.
Tells of meeting Frank. Then Attorney Rosser made Lee go over in detail about how he had come to the factory and been told by Frank not to punch the clock on his arrival as men were working upstairs, and later how he and the superintendent had inserted the tape in it.
And when Mr. Frank come out and saw Mr. Gant, he jumped back lock dis, said Lee, and bounced back into his chair.
You didn't tell the coroner that way about Mr. Frank's jumping back.
Nor, sir, ah, didn't have ter. Dey understood widout ma having ter jump dis away and show him, replied Lee.
Mr. Rosser then read the stenographic report of the coroner's hearing and asked Lee if it was a bad report.
Dunno, said Lee. Reckon dey jess put down what dey told him ter put down, but I do know what I said.
Solicitor interrupts. Then the solicitor interrupted with objections to Mr. Rosser's manner of interrogating and declared that if the cross-questionnay was trying to impeach Lee's testimony, that he ought to go about it in the prescribed form.
My brother is old enough to lecture me, I reckon,
Rosser fired back at him.
I'm talking to his honor, not to you, Dorsey flung back. This witness can testify as to whether or not he told the things that are in the report, ruled the judge.
Mr. Rosser then reread the part about Lee's testimony to the coroner in reference to Frank's actions when he met Gant. He had to read it over 3 times because, as Lee explained, he could understand Mr. Rosser when he was talking, but not when he was reading. Then Mr. Hooper made the point that the Frank defense must show the exact time upon which Lee made the alleged statement and whether it was the first or second time he appeared before the coroner. Sticks to statement. Lee continued to stick to his statement that Frank had jumped when he saw Gant and that this was what he had told the coroner. The questioning reverted to the finding of the body by Lee, and then there was a wrangle over Lee's description of how Frank and he inserted the tape in the clock.
You didn't pay close attention, did you?
Nor, sir, not special,